Are we ready to get going?
I'm ready if you are.
Okay, well, I'm always ready. I was born ready. Okay. Hey, everyone. I'm Amber.
And I'm Ryan.
And this is Art Beauty, the real truth
about the fake shit.
So it is New Year's already. I can't believe it's 2019.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my gosh. It's like New Year's, new beginnings, new exciting things. And everybody, it seems like, is talking about fitness, about gym.
Diet.
Ugh, gosh.
Meal prep.
Yeah, meal prep. How are your holidays,
cycling,
by the way?
Did you
Did you stick to it?
No, I've had enough plastic surgery that I don't have to fucking do that.
I love it. Yep.
So I'm, I am 100% exhausted. You know how it is, like the run around, and then, you know, I get to be Santa, so.
I mean, wait, I'm sorry. Hello, was that a dig? No, I don't know how it is.
I don't mean it like that. I mean like the busyness of the holiday season. You're a bitch.
I am being a little bit of a you-know-what. But yeah, it's got to be exhausting. I freaking love your kids, though, by the way.
Thank you.
How much fun is it to play Santa?
This year it was really, 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 really fun. Lots and lots and lots of traditions kind of made this year because they know what they want. They know how to, like, they wanted to decorate things a certain way and they wanted to make certain cookies. And so it was kind of cool. So I had to like write everything down this year to try and like, you know, next, I'm not going to remember next year, like what we did, you know what I mean? So to create traditions was fun.
Wow. So how do you, so you're writing them down then?
Mm-hmm. I'm journaling more now than I am when, you know, like when they, you know, like that whole, like the baby book thing, I like threw that out. When you have two at once, it's impossible. So like I'm trying, just because it's so fast and I want to remember as much because the last couple of years are really blurry. So yeah, no, I'm journaling a lot more now as a parent than I did in the beginning.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I do have to point out right now that the construction is still going on.
Yeah.
Outside our room. So sorry for all that, listeners. And you know what? Thank you guys all for listening. It's been really wonderful to have your support. And we hope that you guys all had a wonderful holiday. Thank you for letting us have off. We needed that.
Yes, we did.
We needed the break. But we've got some really exciting guests today. And I really think that this is a topic that a lot of you want to talk about, but nobody is, or at least not in the way that we should be.
Yes, you're spot on because, you know, in my perspective behind the hairdresser chair, I get to talk about everything with my clients and we don't talk about this one.
Nope, we are talking about the vagina and not just the vagina. Also, I think we might delve into a little bit of like the back door.
The mangina. Why not?
Okay, I love it. Well, is the mangina the front or is it the back?
It's always the back, baby.
It's the back. Okay, thank you. You know, listen. Straight girls gotta ask. I don't know. Okay, so our guest today, we've got two of them. We're gonna start out with Colette. She is the CEO and founder of Joylux. Colette, thank you so much for being here today.
Hi, I'm delighted to be here. Thank you.
And thank you for braving the talk about the vagina.
Oh my God, I talk about vaginas every single day and it's so important. Everybody should be talking about it.
Ryan, did you just kind of vomit in your mouth? I just realized this.
No, I am not a gay man who's afraid of a vagina. Now, the last time I did touch one was the day that I came into this world.
Well, here's so, that. Everybody's come in contact with a vagina.
But I have straightened out a bikini line, but I didn't need to touch the actual vagina to do that.
I love that I learn new things about you all the time.
Well, listen, when your landing strip isn't straight, like, I can hook you up.
Okay. Okay, good to know. Okay, Colette, sorry that we go all over the place with this.
I love it.
But, you know, there's this new term that I've heard, femtech, okay? And it seems to be this hot buzzword. Why do you think that this is a hot topic, and what is it?
Well, it's a bunch of female entrepreneurs that over the last couple of years have introduced some new technologies and innovative ways to look at women's health. And I think it's coming to the foreground because this has been an underserved area for so long. I mean, I'm sorry, but we've been talking about erectile dysfunction and penises for years. And the vagina, no one talks about it. And because of that, there's been no innovation in this space. But you've got a lot of really strong women, and certainly the Me Too movement has helped because women feel empowered to speak up and do things differently, and that's what we're doing.
So that it brings me to my first question, because like I said earlier, I'm with women all day and I talk about everything and people feel really comfortable with me, but it dawned on me, we don't talk about this. Women are not comfortable talking about this. So why do you think women's health, like historically, has been such a taboo topic?
Oh my God, we're going back to the days of church and the influence on and the males, you know, dominated society where, you know, heavens forbid women have pleasure or rights or, you know, all of that. So I think now we're just living in a different time. And from, you know, our abilities to be CEOs, to running a household, to whatever, now women are saying, okay, I've conquered the boardroom, I've conquered, you know, motherhood, and now I'm going to conquer my health. And they're saying it's okay for me to want to have sex, to enjoy sex, to take care of my vagina. But that's all new. It's like literally in the last couple years that women are okay even saying the word vagina. And it's still a taboo topic, but more and more women are coming out and embracing it and saying, this is who I am and I'm going to do what I can to make the best of it.
I've got friends who are a little bit younger than me and they're really comfortable talking about masturbation, about porn. I always thought that I came from a very liberal family, but these were subjects that we just didn't discuss, you know, at the dinner table or really anywhere else. My parents were very open about sex, and it was never that this was something that was wrong. And I think it's different for men than it is for women. For
yes,
women,
absolutely.
It's like inside the body. And I think you're taught as like a young girl, like, no, don't touch that, where men get like a little bit more of a... of a pass?
Excuse me? Like the Al Bundy era with men's hands down their pants on the couch?
Yeah.
And that's acceptable in any household in front of any female in the home?
Yeah.
Big time. I mean, when we, you know, had our kids, like one of the first funny conversations, I can just remember my husband being like, well, when it comes to that, you're in charge because I can't. And I just was like, excuse me? Are you serious?
Well, no, but that seems like a fair point. I don't know if you know, knock on wood, we were to have a son one day. I think that I would probably pass that stuff off to, you know, my husband. Gosh, I'm probably getting struck down by somebody right now who's like wrong on the societal roles. But not that I can't address it and discuss it, but there are certain things that, look, my husband's going to be able to speak to more. And my mother had to show me how to put a tampon in. I think that my father, who was such a wonderful, open, comfortable man, I don't think that that would have been a very comfortable thing for him.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, like your husband's only probably been involved with one penis and you've been involved with many. So
that's actually true. You know what? You're
let's
right.
Keep it real.
We're kind of going off the rails here.
Sorry.
So bringing it back to this concept of technology that can help our health, it's not just for pleasure, right? I mean, it's not, I think a lot of women think, oh, gosh, I have to worry about my face being tight. Do I need to really worry about my vagina? Do I need to get the extra stitch? Do I need plastic surgery on it? But it goes beyond that, right? I
mean, right. Actually, Amber, you said it well just a second ago. You said, you know, a penis is external. You see it. A vagina is, for the most part, internal, and you don't see it. So you don't really know what's going on there, although you have symptoms. And so what's happening is all of these symptoms that women have dealt with their entire life, from you know, puberty, having periods, to then having children and suffering from bladder leakage as a result of your pelvic floor stretching and you're losing control, to as women age and go through menopause and experience dryness, all of these symptoms that really are coming because of life's major milestones, we haven't talked about it because... we just assumed it was part of being a woman and you just had to kind of suck it up and it was a badge of honor of being a mother or being, you know, a mature woman and you just lived with it. And I think what we're discovering now is because of innovation and technologies and frankly, people like me that are bold and brave and are going to go into a space no one's gone to before, we're saying, no, you don't have to live with these horrible issues. You don't have to live with pain with intercourse or dryness or peeing your pants. I mean, come on. There are things that we can do, tools, technologies, solutions that are now at our fingertips that we can help improve the lives of women. And by doing so, it's helping women overall just live a healthier, happier life. And so, again, I'm not to be too long-winded because I could talk about vaginas forever. But the key is that when you see your face and you see wrinkles, you deal with that. Or something going wrong, acne, you deal with that. Your vagina, you can't see it, so you feel like you can't deal with it, but you can.
Don't you think that a lot of women, too, have almost this, like, love-hate, but more hate relationship with their vagina? I think that we've come to associate, like, the childbirth, the pain. I've had to go through multiple rounds of IVF, so I feel like my vagina has been seen by everybody and everyone in multiple hospitals, and it's just, like, I mean, busier than Grand Central sometimes. But I'm trying to develop more of a love because it's really great pleasure, and it has the ability to, you know, help deliver life.
Your vagina is essential to who you are as a woman, but because you don't probably go looking at a lot of other vaginas, I mean, let's face it, guys, vaginas are ugly.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, I think they're ugly.
I'm with you.
And now that I've been in this business for the past 5 years, I've seen a lot, and guess what? They all look about the same. So I think we have this fear that our vagina is different and what we're going through is different and we're unique. But the truth is we're not. So many women face these same issues, and it's okay. It's normal. The vagina, it being, oh gosh, I don't even know how to explain it. It's normal looking. I've now seen enough. They're normal looking, even though, you know, my lips may be a little bigger or longer than what you may picture a porn star to look like. Fact is, that is normal. And so by just talking about it, whether it's with your girlfriends or your guy friends or your doctor, it's helping just make this just another body part and another area of health that we can embrace and help us live our lives to the fullest.
I love that you said that because I have talked about it with only my closest girlfriends. I had one in particular who was concerned about the way that it looked. And I was like, do you want me to take a look? And even then, it just goes to show, it was like, no, okay. But if it was like, hey, I've got this weird mole, you know, you'd be like pulling up your shirt to show somebody. So it's very interesting. And thank you for saying that because I agree with you. I don't think the vagina is necessarily a beautiful thing.
Now, I'm sure there's a lot of women out there that would argue it's the most beautiful thing because what it gives us is life and it gives us pleasure and it gives us all these wonderful things. So for that, yes, it's beautiful. But physically, I mean, come on, guys, it's not that attractive.
I think I can line up 1,000 men in New York City to disagree.
Yeah.
And tell you it is the most beautiful thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I mean, at the end of the day, yeah, it is what it is.
What are some of the top concerns that you think women are having that your company is able to sort of target and tackle?
Sure. So my company, I started it 5 years ago with the idea that we could take technologies that have been around for decades, that have been used in other parts of the body, and apply it to the vaginal tissue and help create or restore healthy vaginal tissue. So the first product I developed for my company is called V-Sculpt. Unfortunately, it's not sold here in the United States. It's sold outside the United States, but it uses light technology and heat and sonic vibration to help restore the vaginal tissue. And I was in medical aesthetics for, gosh, I don't know, 15 years. And I was using light energy for the face to tone and tighten the face and help reduce wrinkles and help women and men look and feel better. And that's when I kind of had this aha moment. I said, well, why can't we apply it to the vaginal tissue? Because the one thing that, again, going back to, you don't see it, you don't know what's happening to it, but your vaginal tissue loses collagen and elastin and elasticity just like your facial tissue. And so what happens when it loses that collagen? It becomes lax. It thins. It literally wrinkles in a way. And because of that, that can cause like painful sex when you have friction along that vaginal tissue. So my goal in creating this company was to create a product that helped restore vaginal tissue. Here in the United States, I'm really excited to introduce another product called V-Fit, which uses the same scientific principles of light energy and heat and vibration. But really what we're targeting here is the improvement of sexual function, overall improvement in intimate wellness. And why that is because sex is such an important part of your overall health. And going back to what we were talking about earlier about, you know, women and femtech and just vaginas, it's like we have to embrace sex. It's part of being healthy, confident, and happy. And so this product, VFit, that I just introduced this year, that's what this is. It's the first of its kind technology to really help improve sexual function.
And you brought one here for today to, for us to like, well, I mean, not really check out and try, but just to see what this is about. So what is it going to do in terms of improving sexual health?
Well, so the principle with light energy and heat is that it encourages blood flow. So it's very well known that, you know, when you include when you apply heat to your body, whether you're in a hot tub or you're getting a laser treatment or something, it helps your body naturally do what it's supposed to do. It helps increase that blood flow, which then allows a lot of wonderful things to happen. So without getting too technical, because I could, you know, bore you with, you know, the scientific data here, it basically is improving what your body is supposed to do. And so with sex, it's helping you improve your sexual function. So let's talk about it in terms of increased, that blood flow helps increase orgasms and improve sensation, which is something as we age that we lose, or after childbirth, we lose.
All right, so I have to see this. Let's bring
it
on out.
All right, here we go. Here it is, the VFit product. And it's pretty simple to use. You're gonna turn on the button here, that's the on-off button. And we give you four different treatment times, a 6, 8, 10, 12. But here's comes the magic. When you turn it on, red lights go on. Look at that.
The red light special disco vagina.
You got your disco vagina going on, right. Disco vag.
You can see they're really bright. In fact, I'm going to put my hand over it.
Wow.
And you can actually see that light energy coming through my tissue there. Isn't that pretty cool?
That's amazing. So in your opinion, do you think, you know, boys in my tribe could work with it?
Oh my God, I love that you brought this up because I've been dying to talk to a gay man about this. Yes, I totally would love to see like this, this whole this underground movement, because I think this product could really help.
Well, and kind of not so underground, because lately I've been giving a lot of lessons on how to get ready for anal sex with some of my girlfriends.
Oh, really?
And yes, because after being married for so long, or they just want to try something new with their like long-term partner. And once the fear is gone, then that comes into play.
Yeah.
And then the whole, like, once they develop the mentality that they enjoy it and they're able to relax and enjoy anal sex, then they get scared that they're going to be too loose after a while.
Yeah.
So, you know, yes, it's anal can be underground, what have you, but you know, I if that works for the back door, then we have a whole other ballgame here.
Oh, I know. I have been telling all of my team members, I can't wait until we can, you know, maybe change the form factor a little, although I'd be, you know,
no, perhaps. I would keep that just the same.
Okay. But, you know, the opportunity to market this to men, because this would absolutely help with, same improved sexual function for men.
Awesome. And you know what? We also have an OBGYN here who I want to address some of the safety with you. So we've got Dr. Sarah De La Torre joining us. And Dr. De La Torre, in your opinion, I'm sure a lot of people, when they see a device like this, the first thing is it safe?
Absolutely. Yeah. And you should be asking those questions. Anybody should, if they're putting a device anywhere in their body. What does it do to me? Is it safe? And VFit is absolutely safe. This is photobiomodulation, so modifying our tissues with light therapy. It's been used for years and years and years. NASA first used it. We have 30,000 clinical studies looking at this at different body tissues, and it is considered very safe. In fact, FDA considers this a safe, low-risk device.
It seems to me that this type of tightening of the tissues and restoration of tissues is especially helpful after you've had a baby, right? As we were speaking with Colette, is it safe for use during pregnancy, and or how long do you have to wait after to start using a device like this?
That's an excellent question. I would not recommend using this device or really putting many things in your vagina when a person's, when a woman's pregnant. It's just, we don't have studies on it. I would not recommend that. Postpartum, you know, the vagina, many of you may or may not know of your listeners, it gets very dry postpartum because of our hormone changes following the delivery of a baby. Sex is very uncomfortable. Women already have some issues with libido when they have a newborn, they're tired, and then a dry vagina, it just kind of kills a lot. So I would say after the 6 weeks of healing that occurs following a vaginal delivery, that would be a good time to use it. I would like to do some studies on immediate postpartum women because I think it would accelerate that process, given the light therapy.
As a doctor, what are some of the vaginal issues that you're seeing with your patients?
Oh, there's so many. And what you guys were speaking to earlier, where it's not talked about as much, it makes me sad that even women with their physicians sometimes don't feel comfortable, that they feel like something's wrong with them. Why am I dry? Why don't I like sex more? Why is it uncomfortable? But women complain about, even women who are young can have stress incontinence, you know.
I will admit right here that, like, I went through a period of having it. So you're not alone if you have that. And I haven't had a child. So,
so
you know, it's
it.
Not just because you had a baby that you're getting up. And so what do we do about that?
So there's lots of things that you can do. I have found my patients are telling me is that VFit works. They tell me it works for incontinence. It helps improve dryness. A lot of women have sexual issues, anxiety, discomfort. You're talking about anal sex, Ryan. Even vaginal sex, they have discomfort, even if they're not menopausal or a true dryness issue. And this, I've asked them to use it as a relaxation technique, as a way to increase their libido. And women are telling me it makes them think about sex more, makes them relax more.
Sure.
All of those things.
Yeah.
So it's helping in many arenas in terms of vaginal.
But I do feel that self-care and self-pleasure is so important. And I think a lot of women that I come across, they're not always in that lane. And my mother would say I was like humping things at 9 months old. So she knew right away that I was going to be one of the most sexual
being.
Oh, 100%. Like she will. Yeah, we'll leave it there. So and some of my girlfriends that were in a young age able to do that, they were able to have better sex younger. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, does this just kind of put you with yourself in that zone, possibly stimulate, possibly enjoy, and then you're kind of comfortable and getting all your, lack of better term, juices flowing?
I think so. Yes.
Yes.
I think because again, that's what the women were telling me. We did a clinical study and I interviewed every woman after the study and she said, I feel like my sexual function improved because I was by myself when I first started using it and I started thinking about sex more. I started to feel the sensation more and it became more enjoyable and I became more comfortable. And I think it also makes it more okay. We were talking earlier about taboos, which distresses me for women, but the taboos of not really being able to own your sexuality. And this helps empower women to do that. Absolutely.
So let's talk, like, how many times a week are we supposed to be using this? For how long? Does it come with very specific instructions? Because I'm a type A.
Right.
Girl.
So, you know, as a physician, when I tell women, you know, you do your Kegels, you do this, we are all not always compliant. I'm not very compliant with what my physician tells me to do, but this is very easy. It's 10 minutes every other day for the treatment portion. And most women start to see results after a month of that and then maximize their results by 2 months. And then after that, 1 to 2 times a week for maintenance.
I mean, right off the bat, though, I've got to tell you.
Does it sound like a lot?
No, it doesn't sound like a lot. It sounds wonderful. And I like the idea that you're not sticking something up there and like hoping that it comes out, a la the Kegel balls.
Right. Hello. You have control over it.
You have
the
control
whole time.
Over it.
The light portion is just inside what we call the introitus, sort of the lower part of the vagina, where that's where laxity issues tend to be most prominent. You're holding on to it, and it does really feel good. I mean, it is a vibrator. It gets very comfortably warm, so it feels great. I don't know why people wouldn't use it.
It seems like
anyway.
The best 2-for-1. It's like, oh my gosh, okay,
check that off my
I now have a vibrator that's actually going to make my V a little bit better.
And it's right on target with other red light therapy devices. Like, so when I put my laser cap on, I can pop that in as well and maybe throw a mask on my face and then it's a 3-for-1.
Absolutely. That is a great idea.
Well, and you know what it seems to me?
You.
Like when you're going to the gym, even if your clothes don't fit, you feel better, Right? When you know that you're taking steps to take care of yourself. So I guess it would make sense that if I know that I'm taking care of my vagina, I'm going to feel better about it.
And then if you're seeing results, you know, you're going to get more motivated to do it. It feels good. It's working. I love it. I want to use it.
Practice makes perfect.
Amazing. Right. Okay. Awesome. Well, I feel like this has been eye-opening and V-opening and B-opening and all the stuff.
I love it.
We're going to bring Colette back over here. Colette, where can we find this?
Great question. So there's actually quite a few doctors around the United States, so depending where you live, that you can purchase the VFit Plus product. So that's our professional version, and it's sold through doctor's offices. And then we also have a, what we call our consumer version, which is sold online at getvfit.com.
Awesome. And price point on these?
$495.
Okay, got it. So this is, you know, this is like a high-tech device.
Oh, it's and the beautiful thing about our device is it lasts 2 years.
Great.
You know, if you compare it to other things that you could possibly do to get the same results, you'd be looking at a laser treatment that's $3,000 to $5,000. So this is
mine, and I had lasers up pretty well. We haven't had lasers up there yet, but we've lasered a lot, and that's not cheap. So.
No, no. So this is really a tremendous value.
So now, what is up next in the world of general femtech?
Yeah. Well, we as a company are coming out with some more products, innovative products geared towards promoting, you know, good health down there. So here in the coming year, we'll be launching another product. But I think just in general, the fact that femtech is a growing category, and there's some really exciting things from whether you're having period trackers to infertility tracker. Yeah. I mean, there's just such cool stuff happening. I love that we have a lot of cool women out there making a difference in this world, and specifically in women's health, because they can relate to the issue. So as long as, you know, we get the funding, like, you know, the VCs pay attention to what we're doing, then we'll see a lot of growth in femtech.
Listen, VCs, there's a lot of vaginas out there. Exactly. And we need love too.
And, Ryan, and maybe next year we'll be launching the male specific VFit.
I'm in. You better let me in on that initial investment.
That's exactly. All
I'm saying. Would that be the BFit?
Right. Should BFit?
You know, that's what I love about this new year. Just new possibilities, new, exciting ways to better ourselves. Lots of stuff.
Lots of stuff.
Right. New year, new you. And let's take care of our V.
Yeah, let's not forget the V in all that we do. Okay, everybody. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Dr. De La Torre, and also Colette, for being here with us.
Are you on social media?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, let's. How do we find you?
I think it's, I mean, I'm not, not I think. I know, it's at VFit. So yeah, we're
at
all
at VFit.
At VFit, yes.
Your Instagram feed must be amazing.
Yeah. We have some great blogs and posts about just overall sexual health and women, women's health.
And we've got Valentine's Day coming up. So this is like a real, you know, hey, boys out there, help yourself there. Thank you again for being on with us today. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Look, if you have questions for us, we can reach out to the doctor. We can reach out to Colette. Feel free to send them to artbeauty@gmail.com. We also have a website, so you can go and you can check this stuff out. It's artbeautypodcast.com. And of course, you can always find us on social media at artbeautypodcast, except for Twitter, because there's no T in Twitter, because
we save that T
because we're going to see you next Tuesday. Happy New Year.